This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Celebrate Friday, the 16th of February. So look at that. We have one more week, Victoria. One more full week and the month is
complete. One more week and then it's Thanksgiving.
Yes. And then shortly after that, Christmas, then we can start it all over again. Hooray!
Right. You love speeding up the years. I don't know why, but you love it.
Only until it gets to the warm weather. I love being on the farm. I love being in California, but I love the things. I've been very busy since I've been back on the farm in the last day doing farm stuff because the weather's been warm and it's exciting to get things cooking sort of again. So that's one side of the world. Welcome to another hour of conversation about today, the DJV show on the air. Jennifer is in Hawaii for a week. Victoria Keelan is here with her presence. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. And the trending, good. I was going to say the stressful trending, and those things too are probably three or four things. What do you have?
Well, of course, the Olympic update, not great news once again for Team USA's Nathan Chen. He is the figure skating athlete, and he was really coming into these games. He was our biggest and best hope for a gold medal, and he fell last night again in the men's figure skating short program. He also fell and had a really disastrous run during the team group skate event. We ended up winning bronze anyway because of the other team members were really strong, but now Nathan Chen's on his own. And it's looking like he's in 17th place going into the long form program. He'd have to really pull a miracle out of his hat. So it looks like his Olympic dream might be over for this time. He just turned 18. He will be back. But the good news is Adam Rippon, who has become, he's been labeled the Olympics' most fun athlete to watch. He actually had a great night in the short program, and he is not picked to be a medal contender by any means. And he may end up actually having a miracle at 28 years old. He won't be back again for another Olympics. This is his first, so people are really enjoying cheering him on. In some other sad trending news, the social media world was rocked last night by the news that Jennifer Aniston and Justin Theroux are separating. They have issued a statement that they are lovingly separating. They wish to cherish their friendship, blah, 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 blah. But it's over. And they've been together for 7 years. And, well, you know, they all say the same thing. Please respect our privacy. And we love each other. Right. We're going to be best friends. They all say that. Yeah, right. So
meanwhile, Brad Pitt called her for a date tonight.
Well, you know, and of course, it started immediately with the speculation. Are Brad and Jen getting back together? And
hey!
I don't know.
How many years has it been since they were together? It must be like
a long time.
Well, if she's been with Justin Theroux for 7 years, it's just people will never, ever get over it.
I know.
I think there
people
are a lot of things. People change. They have... there's something about true love there's a song someplace in there that never dies. And I do think you watch sometimes the body language from them, and you've seen them every once in a while in public. They've come across one another. There's something.
Did you think there was something like off? Because it's interesting from a man's perspective.
No, he's talking about between Jen and Brad Pitt. When was the last time they even interacted? I think it's all in people's head. People want them to be together for some reason.
I don't care whether they're together. I just
Angelina
know how true love
villain.
Is.
Yeah, Angelina was the villain in that. So I think everyone kind of thought that poor Jennifer Aniston got dumped, and then she dated Vince Vaughn for a while, and then she's been with Justin Theroux ever since. They've been together about 8 years, married for only two, which is sort of like the...
How to ruin a good relationship. Oops, wait a minute.
Know,
except for Victoria. It's
But Lewis and I were talking about this last night, and I said, you know, this seems to happen a lot. These couples that are together for, uh-huh. like, a long time, then they get married, and then 2 years later, they're done.
Or they move.
And that happened to Brad and Angelina. They were together for 10 years. They got married. 2 years later, they got divorced. Yeah. It seems to be, like, the two-year mark. People can't make it past that.
It's tough for people. I'm speaking for myself.
Right.
This is the prejudice for people to live together. Some people love it. They have no qualms about being together all the time or a lot of the time. And I think it's great. But if you have been alone for a long time or you've been living by yourself for a long time, even if you're in relationships, sometimes that collision of two people who have been also another party living alone for a long time to get together, you get antsy. And sometimes that causes a breakup, or sometimes people will smarten up and move to a place where they can still respect and love each other, but they don't have to be together every night. That's a philosophical thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I think obviously Jennifer Aniston being, you know, the star of Friends, she's kind of America's sweetheart. I think people genuinely do want good things for her, especially after the highly publicized divorce from Brad.
Okay,
and
so let's ask.
It's just one of those things where it's very sad for a lot of people.
Let me ask this question. She's worth a lot more money than he is.
Glad you went there, because I was going to ask you how you felt about that. She's worth an estimated $200 million. He's worth between 15 and 20.
Yeah. So there's always, I shouldn't say always, but there's a lot of that sometimes that shows up, and it brings a certain amount of jealousy. Success is something that breeds success, and contempt breeds contempt, and jealousy breeds jealousy. So maybe, yeah, we're all speculating. It's just talk.
But I think it does take a very secure man to be with a woman
Absolutely.
Who is worth that much more than you.
Yep.
It's the Stedman thing. He must be a very, very secure guy. He's been with her for 25 years with Oprah.
Yeah.
It's just, but it seems like those types of guys are few and far between.
Yes, they are. Speaking.
You would be one of those, right?
Yes,
you'd be good with that.
Yep, I would be fine. All right, so that's the story of Jennifer. What about the latest from Nicholas Cruzville? What's the, other than the disturbing social media posts of him and the reality that the FBI knew and had tips about the comments made by him or somebody who knew him? This is another crack in the system, a large gaping crack. That is more prominent. We hear more often than not that people in certain agencies, the folks who ought to be following these people and seem to be, but they don't go far enough. I don't know what this is. So I spent so much time yesterday talking about this with various people. As a matter of fact, I did 40 minutes on James Whale's program in England talking about this sort of thing, and we came to a couple of conclusions. James loves to, because that's just his, he loves to barb and have the Americans look like the bad guys.
But he is a bit of a...
That's his, that's his shtick.
Instigator, I'll say.
But in there's nothing... There's when you take this apart and put it back together again, there are so many failures. But then you look at all these... He had no idea there had been as many shootings in America as there have been this year.
Europeans never can believe how much gun violence we have.
No,
it shocks them every time.
Yeah. It doesn't occur anywhere but here.
Yeah.
And why does it occur? And that's the thing that we wrestle with and don't seem to be able to come up with anything. Every time we have one of these, people say, okay, this is it. We're going to do something about it. And then nobody knows what to do, whether it's because you can't go against the gun culture, the common sense approach to this seems to get lost in the political back and forth, and so there is apparently no will really by the majority to fix this because they don't agree on a fix. And I can't tell you, I know what the fix is, really. Is there a step-by-step process you can take to changing the mental illness quotient? Is there something we can do about all the violent video games and the connections people have with social media? Is there something we can do with gun ownership of that kind of a gun? There are three or four different things. All of those, I think, are relatively important. Can you take them one at a time? Can you work on all three of them? Or do we just ignore it and wait for the next shooting next week? That's really kind of where the choices are. That's the way I look at it. I don't. What do you? Yeah. What do you both think? What are the choices here?
I'm always, well, I agree with all of, I think every one of those is an important bullet point in this larger discussion. I'm always kind of intrigued by the social media aspect of it, because that's sort of, and Kara much more to an extent than me, we've grown up with social media just being a part of our lives and careers. Wow. And so the fact that that someone reported his comment to YouTube, so it was flagged already for YouTube, YouTube did nothing. It got to the FBI, and the guy who was the vlogger who put the video up, and then the Cruz guy had the comment after saying, "I'm going to be a school shooter," or whatever it was he said. The FBI it talked to the guy who was the vlogger. And then the day after the shooting, the FBI is on the phone with the guy again. They knew exactly who to talk to. And this is what frustrates, I think, so many people about the FBI. They always seem to know exactly what to do an hour after the incident.
Yeah.
They always know exactly who to interview. They know who to talk to. But why are they always an hour too late?
They're disgraceful, as many of these other organizations are. They've gotten too political, too heavy, top heavy. I'm very angry, actually. The situation, if you look at the... When I saw the smartphone video taken yesterday during the shooting or the day before, there was a pain in my... So I saw it yesterday. Yep. I didn't see it the day before. It had been taken the day before at this Douglas High School. Town is Parkland in Florida, a pretty suburban community. Looking at the children's faces or the children cowering under their desks... the social media posts with platitudes like, "My thoughts and prayers go to the victims." Who gives? Come on.
Oh, enough with the prayers around.
Exactly.
And I don't mean that in a. I don't mean that in an anti-Christian way, because I know people take that very.
It's pedantic.
Words and prayers aren't going to fix this problem.
Piss off.
We cannot pray this problem away.
No. So anyway, no matter what happens. Saying just say no or something like that, like the drug thing, doesn't work.
No.
The business about the Second Amendment and we have the right to bear arms, and that's a message that does have traction because that's what it says.
But why do we need assault rifles?
With the guns. Well, that's where you have this conversation, and most people agree, and yet nothing's being done.
Well, the gun manufacturers make so much money in this country, and they should only be... I don't know why it's not a common sense thing. You should only be able to sell assault rifles to the police and the military. That's it. Why is that so hard for people? You don't need an assault rifle to go hunting. You don't need it to protect your home. Jennifer has a firearm she has a handgun in her house. I don't think she would think that she needs an assault rifle to defend her home in her neighborhood. A handgun is enough. It's just there's this unwillingness because of the NRA,
fear.
Because of all the money. It's just money is ruling this whole issue. And there's another thing that that's been interesting that's been brought up. Have you ever heard of the Extreme Risk Protection Order?
No.
It's called they call it the ERPO legislation. In California, Connecticut, Oregon, and Washington, it is a law, and basically what it does, it's great. It empowers anyone who's close to an individual in crisis. It allows them to go to a judge and temporarily have the person's guns taken away. Mm-hmm. So in those four states, that is actually already, they say, prevented so many gun violence issues, because if people are like this kid, everyone knew he was mentally disturbed. The students knew it. The teachers knew it. Everybody knew it. So if that was a law in Florida, any one of the teachers or his family members could have gone to a judge and said, "We're afraid of what he's going to do. He's not mentally stable." So the judge temporarily issues an order. The police come. They take away all of his firearms while they do an investigation. It could have prevented this school shooting. And so, but there are too many states that don't want this on the books because it's...
Florida's a nightmare for this stuff.
Yeah, and then they claim that it's an infringement on Second Amendment rights. Well, what about the rights of everybody else?
It's becoming... There's too many people, too many rules like this that are to be broken, and so we sit here like bumps on logs trying to figure out what to do, and we're not doing anything. 21 after the hour.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.62%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 12 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. Television time at 23 after the hour on the DJV show. Victoria and Karen and I will go through some of the television news. Actually, Victoria, because Jennifer's not here, will do the schedule of what's on tonight, what will be good. In passing notice that Jeffrey Tambor has been officially fired from the TV show he was on. It's called Transparent. Sexual misconduct claims apparently had merit. So he was fired by Amazon Studios. This is the fifth season of that show. I didn't realize that. He played
a transgender. He's won so many awards.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, he's quite an interesting character, obviously a character actor, and has been considered by his peers to be quite good. But now the investigation is over, and they can't justify him staying on the program. It's kind of a backwards way of saying we don't like having him around. It's a bad image for us. I think he has, as you've suggested, gotten a lot of admiration. And heretofore, before these things came out, he was highly respected. He's been on a lot of television programs. I think he's in his late 60s, isn't he? It seems to me.
That would seem about right, yeah.
Right.
But the bizarre irony of all this is that the two women that he apparently was difficult with and harassed were the two transgender women working on the show. Mm. And he's been touting how wonderful the trans community has been to him, you know, because he's an actor and he's playing this trans woman and all this other stuff. And then those are the two women who are his targets. It was very weird.
Send him down. All right, what's on TV tonight that's good?
Well, more Olympics. We've got in primetime tonight on NBC at 8, more figure skating. It is the finals in the men's figure skating and the finals in the women's alpine skiing, which is also called the Super G. And then women's ski aerials, which is super fun to watch, and the skeleton. Now, that's been getting a lot of attention on social media. The skeleton is basically the luge, but on your stomach, and it looks insane. It looks crazy. So lots of fun stuff tonight on the Olympics. Another edition of Celebrity Big Brother at 8 o'clock on CBS. Omarosa is up to all of her, you know,
antics. You watching that, Kara?
No, I think Victoria's checking
it
out,
am.
Though.
You are?
I've been watching it. Yes,
oh, wow.
It's like oddly addictive.
Yeah, it's on like every night of the week, isn't it?
It is. It's a short season, so it's only like 6 episodes or something, so I figured I could commit to that. Also, if you're not into that, there's the Graham Norton Show, which is a favorite of Kara and me, and that's on BBC America. That's tonight at 10. And a brand new Real Time with Bill Maher on 10 p.m. on HBO. Mm. And he has former Mexican president Vicente Fox to be interviewed, which will be really interesting.
He's a dip, you know what. Anyway, 26.
But he also includes Fran Lebowitz and Salman Rushdie on the show, so that's a really interesting mix.
Yeah. All right, 25, 26 after the hour. Garth Brooks in the musical news today because he has been inducted into the Live Hall of Fame. After his 16-year absence, he has, with his show, set records and racked up a number of honors, back-to-back CMA Entertainer of the Year titles, for example. Now he adds one more, the newly minted Live Music Hall of Fame. He was announced as the inaugural recipient of that induction. Said, quote, "It's total shock, quite an honor." Told the crowd in attendance, "I don't think an entertainer is anything without the people who allow him to do this." That is 100%. And that's why he gets it, and that's why he wins, because he understands his audience.
Yeah.
He's been CMA Entertainer of the Year 6 times. He's in a very rare, when you look at the loftiness of some of these touring artists, people that are performing. He and his wife, Trisha Yearwood, wrapped up a tour with 7 sold-out shows at Bridgestone Arena in Nashville in December. He has 2 appearances on tap in the coming months, festivals, performing a pair of shows, one this month and one in March at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, and he's headlining the Stagecoach Music Festival in Indio in April, so bring lots of folks into that. I've seen him, and he's got lots of energy. I'm not a country fan, but I did want to go see what all the buzz was about with him. And I saw him actually in the same season I saw Madonna in the same location. It was a pretty interesting show. So there's the Garth Brooks news at 28 after the hour on the DJB show.
Being led by extremists. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. It's a wonderful convenience to be able to turn on the television and see the news. In just a few short moments, we can be informed about things that are going on all over the globe. But there's a price to pay for this convenience, and it's that we're being inundated with extreme language. Headlines need to grab your attention, like the title of this segment. And to do that, news stations use extreme language that elicits a strong desire for us to tune in. So be mindful about what type of language your brain is taking in when you watch the news, because that language is directly impacting you. Stay informed, for sure, but just be aware of the type of words that are shaping your mind. For more awareness about the world, listen to my podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Doug Steffen with the DJV Show. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, a reviewer yesterday, referred to me as radio royalty. I've never heard that expression before, but maybe just the years have brought me around to that. I kind of liked it, though. I chuckled when he said it, but maybe from now on, ladies, you should now call me King Doug, radio royalist. Let's get back to the...
And humble, too.
Yes.
Wow. That's me. Yes, it's fine and dandy.
Heavy is the head that wears the crown, though.
Right. All right, so I wanted to not do this, but I guess I think I feel like I need to acknowledge a couple of things with regard to the event in Florida, and one of them is the fellow that was a football coach who died a hero. His name... I don't think people have talked about this fellow a lot, and it's too bad because he selfishly shielded students from the shooter. He got a shot. The school's football team said in a Twitter statement yesterday he died a hero and he'll be forever in our hearts. Willis May was his name. Aaron Feist. May is the head coach. Feist is one of the assistant coaches. Thank you, Kara. I get these things missed. I was more interested in the story, actually, than I was the fellow's name because of what he did and what people like that do and what the
demonstration of that? You have to know, in, or do you? Do you? Is it just instinctive? Where do you put yourself? This guy, I'm looking at one of the posts. This was a real man, a real hero, a fine example of what citizens do. A true hero. God bless you, Mr. Price, one of the students said. So, what motivates people to do that? When you, do you even think about it? You just do it. Is it instinct?
I think it's probably instinct, and especially, I mean, he's definitely not an older guy. He's probably only in his 30s or 40s, but I think if you're in a situation with, like, anyone who's younger than you and has so much of their life left to live, if you were in an elementary school with small children, I think your immediate reaction is always to protect the person who's younger than you in hopes that, I don't know, they'll get to live as much of a life that you got to live.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think you have much time to think in that situation, and it's nice to see, even though it's such a terrible, terrible thing, it's nice to see that, I don't know, people are able to do such nice things for other people.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting. Yeah, you expect certain things from certain people, although I think Shepard Smith has sort of gotten off the wheel from time to time at Fox. And if you saw any of that, I don't watch television much during the day, but I did see a bit of him showing his frustration, and whether or not other people did that or said that. I didn't listen to any talk radio programs yesterday because I tend to steer away from these sorts of things when they happen, because there's not much you can take away from it until you do something about it. We have talked about options are. Now let's sort of see what goes on. I was thinking about some of the other realities here in terms of the Olympics and what the examples are that have been brought. How many people do you think, Victoria and Kara, have failed on their attempt, their first try, second try, third try, to be successful in something as serious as the Olympics? Or you look at some of the football players. I'm not a football fan, but I've read some very good things about Nick Foles, the game's most valuable player, and what he apparently has had a rather not a questionable history, but he's been back and forth. He really has only had one good season from what I can see. He was traded, became a backup. He said in an interview, the big thing is not to be afraid to fail. Mm. In our society with social media, it's a highlight reel. I think when you have a rough day, you're feeling that you can't. Failure is a part of your life. I wouldn't be here. Me, Doug, wouldn't be here if I hadn't failed. And this guy said he wouldn't be there if he hadn't failed a number of times either.
Yeah. Well, that reminds
me lessons.
Of the Wayne Gretzky quote that I love. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. And that's to me, that could be a mantra to live by.
Playing the lottery. You can't win the lottery if you don't buy some tickets.
Exactly.
Yeah. So there are a lot of things. I think great lessons. Sports, even though and I don't mean to be facetious, I'm not a sports fan, but I can equate things like that. You can use the same analogy in business. And there is, in the scientific world, how many times have you heard the reference to Thomas Edison and how many light bulbs he created before he was successful in making one work?
Richard Branson will tell you how many times he's failed at so many things.
Yeah, right.
But, sometimes all you need is one thing to click.
Yeah. And I think that's true for relationships as well. Don't walk away from, we were talking about Justin Theroux and Jennifer Aniston being unsuccessful at sport. Well, they were successful for a while, so maybe that's what you take to the bank. The glass was half full for a while. They obviously loved each other. They were involved, and really, it looked, you could tell they liked each other.
Yeah.
And then they enjoyed each other's company. So whatever happens after that, it just, but at first and for a while, they really had it. And so in this circumstance, whether you've been maybe in this, where she's been married twice, and she'll, I'm sure, get married again. It's that sort of thing. People try it once and it doesn't work, whether it's marriage or relationships or whatever. I certainly can speak from that corner, but it doesn't make me want to not do it again. It just means that you got to be a little more careful, or you learn a little from, you either learn a little or you learn a lot from each relationship.
Yeah.
And but if you are afraid, then you will certainly fail. And sometimes you go back. I think Jennifer Aniston, maybe, this is only me being moderately romantic, thinking, how many people think she get back with Brad Pitt? I don't know if it was, it seemed to be a pretty good relationship when it was where it was, and Pitt was a jerk. He screwed around with Angelina Jolie, and that was the end of that. She wasn't on her way out the door. It didn't feel like
it. No.
At all.
It didn't seem like that at all. Yeah.
No.
It doesn't mean that, it doesn't mean that they didn't have problems.
We all have problems.
Yeah. But I've also always maintained that, when everyone accused Angelina of stealing Brad Pitt from Jennifer Aniston, but the truth is, if you're no happily married man can be stolen. You just can't. Lewis could not be stolen from me. No one could steal him away from me. There obviously was already problems in the relationship where you start looking outside the relationship for ways to fix those problems and fill those voids. But if there was no void, he would never have left. So they obviously did have problems. It wasn't, I think the tabloids sided with Jennifer Aniston so heavily that Angelina was the villain and she was the man stealer. And everyone said that they had this perfect storybook marriage until Angelina Jolie came along. And that's just not true. That's not how marriage works.
And I think it takes the blame off of Brad Pitt in the situation.
It does.
And makes him seem innocent. I mean, he was the one who was married
fault.
Then left. And
that's
why I have trouble romanticizing their relationship and thinking, it'll be so great if Jen and Brad get back together because
I don't want her to take a cheater back.
Exactly.
Right. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
Why would she take a cheater back?
Well, if she really loves him, she forgives him, and they move on. They deal with it.
I think she can do better. Brad Pitt's not that great.
All right, who's next in line then? Who's better than? I never thought Thoreau was that exciting anyway.
I agree with you. Kara and I were just talking about this off the air. There was always something about him, and I could never put my finger on it, but there was something about him that kind of read angry to me, or like he had a short fuse or had a pretty bad temper. There was something about him that maybe he's very controlling behind the scenes. He seems like he's sweet, but he always looks like he's kind of dragging her down the street every time they're being photographed. I don't know. There was something about him that just felt a little bit off.
Well, you never know because you never know anybody until you're
with them. You have no idea. It's all speculation.
Know what it's all about. Right, exactly. In a few moments, I'm going to deal a little bit with some of the inside radio stuff that's going on because there's a lot of it, and I refer to it when I do it as what Paul Harvey used to say. He used to call it shop talk. So I'll get to that in a couple of minutes. First of all, I want to remind you about how much people who are using MyPillows love the pillow. I'm one of them. You sleep so well when you cozy yourself around. I wrap myself around the MyPillow. I've always done this as a, I don't know whether this is a throwback to when I was a kid. I love pillows all around me. I have a pillow on one side, another side, and I'm always wrapping myself around the pillow unless there's something better there, but there isn't, so there's the pillow. And if you listen to those, all of us, Kara and Victoria and Jennifer all have these pillows. You listen to us tell our stories, you think, maybe I should have one of those as well. Yeah. Made with 100% cotton, adjusting your individual needs, machine washable, machine dryable. My pillow is made here in the United States of America, backed by a 10-year warranty. You don't have to wait. Get yours now because the best offer ever is on the table right now. You get the MyPillow 4-pack and enjoy 50% off. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, and you heard me correctly. You get four MyPillows, two premium pillows, and two go-anywhere pillows at 50% off. Act now. Get yours. Enjoy four MyPillows and say yes, yes, yes to a better night's rest. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Stop tossing, stop turning, stop losing sleep. Get MyPillow, use it, and enjoy it with confidence at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
The Geek Out. Smart Home Voice Command seems to make a lot of sense, you know, for things like lighting, security, and environmental controls. But what about the bathroom? Kohler has rolled out Kohler Connect, and it's a suite of smart bathroom fixtures compatible with Google, Alexa, and Siri, allowing for voice control over, yep, flushing the toilet, filling the tub, setting the temperature of the shower, and it's all managed through a mirror with a microphone embedded in it. Now, Kohler has already rolled out some of these products, with more coming later this year, and they range from $500 up to $6,000. So if a smart bathroom is your thing, I've got links all about the Kohler Connect products on our Twitter timeline, at The Geek Out.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor.
Attention shoppers, clean up on aisle 14. Clean up on aisle 14. Someone dropped a jar of pickles. Pickles. Kosher pickles.
Feed boxing at a big box store. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
A red minivan has the lights on in the parking lot.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
GEICO.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so it's now 47 after the hour on the DJV show. Yep, Victoria and Kara here with me, Dugger. And the focus this week on radio, comments made by stupid hosts who say stupid things. This is not the era in which you say things or call people names or you know, do just things that are dumb. So there's, I think there's three or four jobs that are either in jeopardy or have just been lost because of sexual comments or inappropriate comments made by people on the air. A fellow named Patrick Connor, who does a local radio program, and he also, I think, is on Sirius.
Mm.
And so he said something about Chloe Kim. I think that's been covered, but I'm looking at some other things that have been said. There was a guy named, who else was it? He was the one who was on KNBR in San Francisco. There's another guy. There are a couple of people in the hot seat here at Boston.
Oh, yeah.
Saying things on WEEI, which is the sports talk station, one of the two of them here. And not
the
only
Tom Brady thing, right?
The Brady
one
thing,
guy,
but
yeah.
Now, today, they've shut the station off. Interestingly enough, or that off, but they're doing reruns because they're conducting sensitivity training for all the people on the air.
Jeez.
At the radio. And the Red Sox are on that station. The guy that runs the Red Sox said he's fed up with it. And you read between the lines, there's another sports talk radio station.
Who might have a new contract.
Have a new contract with the Red Sox.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think there's something to be said for all this. But it'll be interesting to see how it all shakes out, frankly. But a lot of action there. And you think, okay, well, these guys say they get hired to make those sorts of remarks. This day and age, you have to be a little more, and especially if you have the Patriots star quarterback, you don't call his kid something stupid, which is, you know, remember that old Frank Sinatra song, Something Stupid? There it is. 10 before the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation patient analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Past the hour now, as we wrap up the week in technology, Kara Schillen is not doing this. Victoria,
Kara can do it.
She could do it, actually. But you have the credibility, not that Kara doesn't, but you do this every day. So we'll wrap up the week with the top five technology items, starting at number five, which is a focus on Twitter and comings and goings there.
Yeah, Twitter is making good on their promise to remove any type of insensitive tweeting, anything that's racially insensitive. And so the first target is Wisconsin Republican congressional candidate Paul Nehlen, or Nehlen. He has been banned from Twitter for life. He posted a racially insensitive tweet about Meghan Markle, who, of course, is going to marry Prince Harry in a few months. The tweet had an edited version of one of Meghan and Harry's engagement photos, and he replaced her face with an image of Cheddar Man. A Cheddar Man was a dark-skinned prehistoric man who lived in ancient Britain. So, and then he made a racially stupid comment as well, and he said, he captioned it, "Honey, does this tie make my face look pale?" And, of course, this isn't the first time he's been criticized for racially insensitive and anti-Semitic comments. He and former KKK leader David Duke did a podcast together last month, and they both supported white nationalism, so...
Yeah,
Twitter
know,
basically said, enough's enough, we're suspended. He's repeatedly violated our terms of service, and he's done.
Guys who say things like that have small weenies, and that's the only reason that they say things like that, because they haven't got anything else to back up their manhood. All right, number four, warnings for those who have certain kinds of cell phones.
Yeah, all of the U.S. intelligence agencies this week issued a very stern warning to Americans. Do not buy smartphones made by the Chinese tech companies Huawei and ZTE. Top officials from the CIA, the NSA, and the FBI, and the Defense Intelligence Agency all testified in front of the Senate Intelligence Committee and said that these Chinese smartphones marked a pretty bad security threat to American customers. They are easily hacked into, and essentially all of your data, anything you store on these phones, can be stolen very easily. And the manufacturer apparently has a chipset in it that is made in China that has been suspected that it's used for spying. So basically they said if you have Huawei or ZTE, they are cheap phones. Do not buy them, even if you might be tempted. AT&T was in negotiations with Huawei to carry their smartphones, and they backed out and said it just the deal smelled kind of rotten. So
rotten to the core.
Yep.
Number three on our way to number one, counting down the important technology stories. More bad news for those of you who were concerned before about the Equifax breach. This is page two of that story.
This just seems to keep getting worse. So the Equifax breach, of course, affected 160-some million Americans. Their names, social security numbers, other sensitive information was hacked. Now they're saying that this newest thing, the newest development, is that the tax identification numbers, the email addresses, and driver's license information was also hacked. Once again, the best thing you can do, freeze all of your credit reports so no one can at least open things in your name.
All right, another fix here in the offing. Number two, Google's working on some scams.
Well, Google has been trying to fix the ad scams, which everyone who knows, if you're ever using a PC, and I know, Doug, this affects you a lot, if you open up a web page and an ad creeps across your page and you can't do anything to get rid of it except close the browser completely. So Google has been trying to install a fix for these things. They're called forced redirects. And now, apparently, there's something going on. They're not really able to fix them in the way that they want, so the delay has gone from Chrome version 64. It's past 65. Now they say Chrome 66 is projected to be released in mid-April. Hopefully by then they will have a fix for it.
All right. And the number one, the top technology story of the week, somewhat complicated. I don't know whether it is or it isn't. It depends on what you know on your iPad about setting it so that it goes to night mode versus, and I did this with mine, and now I'm going to take it off of it because of what Victoria is going to tell you.
Well, it's about night shift, and night shift is on iPads and iPhones. And what it does is you can set your time from nightfall into the morning, where your screen goes from blue to warmer tones of orange and yellow. The thought behind it was that it helps it block out the blue light, which disrupts melatonin production. Turns out now they're doing more studies; it doesn't really help. What does help though is the level of dimness that you use on your screen. So you can leave night shift mode on, but you have to lower the brightness of your screen, and that may actually help you get real sleep.
Real sleep.
Good.
Close your eyes, and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Excuse me, that sometimes puts people to sleep. You know what I mean? All right. So there, you've done a nice job again, Victoria.
Thank you.
Are safe from any traction from
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.